The sixth chapter of Ephesians. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, that you may live long on the earth. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. That's the sixth verse. With good will, doing service as unto the Lord, not to men, knowing that, now I want you to get this now. Now, we're going to talk about this. I just say to the kids, you got your catchers up? Know it. Know. That same word, know, gnosko. Know this, that any good thing that anybody does, the same shall he receive from the Lord. Years and years and long time ago, the Lord started talking to me about this. He said, don't you teach prosperity? I said, yes, I do. Why? I said, well, when you called me, that's what you said you wanted me to do. That's what you said, you're going to hold me responsible for the laws that govern heavenly economics. Yes. That's the reason I teach on it when I'm receiving an offering. He said, I'm going to hold you responsible for that. So he started talking to me about that. He said, you know when people go in a men's room and just rip all the towels out and wad them up and wash their hands and throw them in the floor? Yeah. He said, how does that make you feel? I said, it's disgusting because somebody had to pay for those towels. He said, here's what I want you to do. He said, use only what's necessary. And then when you get through, clean up that counter. That's right. Now, this happened just last week. I was in the men's room at Applebee's restaurant. And there was a young man in there, and I pulled the towels down here and had washed my hands, and he was washing his, and so I just pulled a couple of towels over there and handed him. He did it, looked up, and he said, Brother Copeland. Isn't that good? Well, I didn't do that because I thought maybe he might be a brother. It just was the thing to do. And he was washing his hands. I just finished mine. So I just took out the towel and handed it to him. And he said, thank you. And he looked up and saw me. I intend for people to look out after my stuff. Because I look out after God's stuff. Amen. So look for the little things to do. Look at it again. I mean, you could spend a lot of time on this. In fact, I put a little red finger right there to it where it could really catch my eye. Knowing, say, I know this, that whatsoever good thing anybody does, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. That is just wonderful. You masters, do the same thing unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also in heaven, neither is there respecter of persons with him. Amen. Amen. So, we continue. Now, finally, my brethren, be strong. Now, here. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, dunamis. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore. Get the word of God and take a stand. Amen. Just take a stand. And I had two men, Oral Roberts and Kennedy Hagin, to learn. And from the two of them, there are things that I learned and made certain quality decisions. A quality decision is a decision about which there is no argument and from which there is no retreat. And I learned from Brother Hagin. We were in one of his seminars, and he talked about making the Word of God final authority in your life. Put it first place. How many would like to do that, Gloria? And I jumped up. And when we read that and we understand what it's saying to us, then that's final authority. By his stripes you were healed. That's final authority. That's it. But don't do it without the scriptures. Remember now what Keith Moore said. To be scriptural, you have to have scriptures. Think about that. You could have a movie script, huh? But you put U-R-E on the end of it and it's holy. It is God's script. Amen. So, and it's settled in heaven forever. That's the good part about it. Now, I didn't know that for a long time. So now, take your stand. Having done all to stand, stand. Having done all to stand, that's it. Stand, therefore, having on this full armor. The point is taking the stand.
Yes.
There's been times I took that scripture right there. And there was one time over some really serious things. You know, everybody says, oh, man, you know, my finances are just going down the drain. Just going down the drain. I said, no, sir. So I just took that book, stood on it, and I said, this will plug the drain. I took a stand. It's right on. That's the only time I ever did that, where I actually stood on that book. But it worked. You can do whatever you want to do, but there are certain decisions that must be made. And like I've said earlier, I know this has continued to come up. When it concerning getting out of debt. Now, people don't think much about that until you get into situations where there's inflation. Then you have to choose. Like one guy said, if you don't quit calling me, I'm going to take your name out of the hat. Well, when it gets to that point, man, when it's pick and choose, it hurts. I know. I've been there. But you take the verses first. Let's turn over there to the book of Romans. Don't lose your place now. We're coming back to the breastplate of righteousness. that every soul be subject unto higher powers, no power but of God, the powers that are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they resist shall receive themselves condemnation, for rulers are not a terror, and so forth. And do that which is good, and you shall have praise of the same. He's talking now, for rulers are not a terror for good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and you'll have praise of the same. For he is a minister of God to thee for good. But if you do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is a minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that does evil. He's talking about police force. He's talking about first responders. And he wasn't talking about particularly about the whole government itself. But you and I both know that the devil will pull anything he possibly can to get a hold of a government so he can govern people through bad government.
Yes.
And over the ages, that's been his way of success. And he's tried it in this country over and over and over. But he hit a roadblock when he hit this one, because this one belongs to God. First covenants. George Washington, first president, the first Congress, walked from the meeting place. There wasn't even George Washington. It was just now George Washington. It was in New York City. They walked down to St. Paul's Chapel. And he took the, and there he opened the Bible, the 17th chapter of Genesis, and entered into covenant with God over this country. And you can look up all the prayers that he prayed about this country. So this country literally by covenant belongs to God. And so the devil's really, he really hit a stump when he hit this one. And you know, he's had problems with Israel all this time, and he thought he had them wiped out. The state of Israel is the only nation that was born during World War II. That's what it was fought over, because they didn't go home after World War I. General Allenby opened it up, opened Palestine, and they voted and said they should have their own state. They didn't go back home, so Hitler came on the scene. Whew. But they're home now.
Amen.
Praise God forevermore.
Right.
Isn't that good?
Yes.
And I've had the joy of preaching there and enjoying it. Just so wonderful. Pat Boone and I, the Lord... Pat said, we're doing a tour. Would you like to go? And I thought, well, and I told him, I said, I need to pray about this. I prayed about it. The Lord said, yeah, I want you to go. Okay, why? Well, he said, there's a young woman there, and told me her name. I knew her mother and her ministry and her ministry. And then now she lived in Israel, and her ministry was there. He said, I want you to go minister to her. What? You want me to go 9,000 miles to minister to one young woman? He said, what if it was a Kelly? Would you go if it is Kelly in trouble?
Oh, wow.
I'm on my way. He said, I want you to minister to her. And he said, I want you to take authority over that war devil. Okay. So, you know, we had to make certain transfers, and then we were on LL. Kissinger was Secretary of State. And the captain said, oh, well, there was Air Force Two. He said, and the LL captain got on there, and he said, oh, we sure hate to see that beautiful airplane go home without results. So, I'm with Pat Boone. And I didn't know how this is going to work out. And of course, he and I have been friends since I was in high school. So, and he called me the next morning. And he said, you want to go to the war zone with me? He said, they've invited me up there to speak to some of the troops up there online. I said, yes, sir. And so they stopped us in one place where there was a firefight going on, and so they put flak jackets and helmets on the two of us before we got in there. So, and here are all these tank crews and everything, and here's Pat Boone. Now, this is the man that wrote the lyrics to Exodus. You know what they wanted to hear? No.
No.
Speedy Gonzalez. Sing Speedy Gonzalez. But they wanted to hear all about all the things, you know, because they love his music. Well, this happened in one or two different places. And then we got up on top. One was a group that was there. They were actually manning artillery right on the, you could see Syria from where we were. And I looked at that, and how many of you were in the Army? All right. Now, I looked back over there to me, and there was a big mobile 88 sitting right behind me. And he was talking to all of them and telling them about Speedy Gonzalez and, you know, a lot of good things and how he's praying for all of them and how they, you know, right behind me. I knew I was in the right territory. So I just backed off. They weren't paying any attention to me. They were paying attention to Pat. And I turned around and I said, you swore devil, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whose I am and whom I serve, I bind you, I shut you down. In the name of Jesus, I'm telling you, you're coming against the land that my Savior was born in. Now, you stop it now. Oh, I didn't loud that loud because they're all over here. You stop it now. Well, we went back into town. I contacted Shira. Oh, she said, Brother Copeland, I told my mother if I could just see Brother Copeland, he's the only one that can help me with this. And I said, well, what is it, baby? She told me there's a whole story. And so I said, well, now here's what we're going to do. And the Lord gave me the scriptures and everything to stand on. And I hugged her up. She and her husband were standing. I hugged her up. And the power of God fell. And then she said, oh, and tell Gloria how much I love her. Well, my job's done. Got on LL, and Air Force Two was taxiing in. It worked. Somebody shout amen. Yeah. But it was literally done the moment I agreed to do it. So that opened the door for the Lord to move. What was happening? I was well suited with his armor. Now, let's go back to the armor. Oh, I was in Romans. Well, wait a minute. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loves another has fulfilled the law. I was reading that at home. I had gone back to preach at Grace Temple. Then I got my amplified and it said, stay out of debt. Don't mean anything but to love one another. Gloria! Because when I read that, there goes my airplane. Gloria looked at that and she said, well, if that's what the book says, that's what we're going to do. But then, let's look over here in the book of Proverbs. Look in the 10th chapter. Verse 15. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. You know what that means? Nobody will pay any attention to a poor man. But the rich man, they listen to what he has to say. Verse 22, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he has no sorrow with it. And then, when you continue to look here, you'll find the borrower is servant of the lender. Actually, it says the slave of the lender. Now, you come over to the book of Deuteronomy. In the 29th verse, in the 9th, keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do. Now, I didn't have time to look this up because the Lord dropped it in my heart to bring this up a few moments ago, or I would have found the verses. 1 and 31st, thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. The donkey shall be violently taken away from before your face. You'll not be restored to the sheep and so forth, and the enemy, your sons and daughters, given there be no might in the land. And if you look at it here, you'll bar from many. You'll be the tail and not the head. Here it is, 44th. 43, the stranger that is within thee shall get up above you very high, and you'll come down very low. He shall lend to you, and you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you'll be the tail. Now, it's just the opposite of that over in the blessing. You'll lend to many and borrow from none. So then, you can't make a doctrine on one verse of Scripture. Don't ever try to do that, but let it be the lead in. Follow it, track it. If there's not anything else that backs it up, just put it up on the shelf and leave it there. Because that's the way people get into error and drift off out a little at a time and get off out into something you don't have any business being in the first place. You get something like that and you know it in your heart, you know it's real. But don't do anything else about it until you get two or three more witnesses from the Word of God. Amen. And then proceed.
Hello, I'm Martin Hawkins from Kenneth Copeland Ministries in Europe. I'd like to greet all of the partners of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. You are so precious and so special to us. I've got some great news for you. I'm here in Harrogate at the Harrogate Convention Centre. And this summer in June, Brother Copeland's coming here along with his good friend, Brother Jerry Savelle. We're going to have a great time together. There'll be praise and worship and great teaching and the opportunity for you to fellowship and come and meet some of the staff from the KCM office. So if you can join us in beautiful Harrogate from the 1st to the 3rd of June for the Europe Victory Campaign, you will be very welcome. You'll be very blessed. Expect faith, expect victory.
In 2023, join Kenneth Copeland at these free KCM events to build your faith and live in victory. April 13 through 15, join us at the Branson Victory Campaign in Branson, Missouri. May 12 through 13, make plans to be at the South Africa Victory Campaign in Randburg, South Africa. June 1 through 3, come to the Europe Victory Campaign in North Yorkshire, United Kingdom. Go to kcm.org/events for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Every Friday is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory. This is an opportunity for you to sow into the word that you've heard this week, allowing that revelation to go down deep into your spirit. and also helping to send the Word of God to others so that they can receive that revelation for themselves. In Galatians 6, 6 and 8, it says, "Let him that is taught in the Word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." Brother Copeland has taught us that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. We stay in faith all the time, and our faith connects us to God. Partners, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, thank you for your faithful giving and support. You're sowing towards the spreading of the gospel so others can receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior and live in faith and victory. We believe for you to receive a mighty harvest from the seeds you've sown. Now, please let me pray over your offering today. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One and His anointing, I declare the blessings of Abraham rain upon the seed sown by Casey and partners to bring forth manifestation of their harvest according to the abundance of the kingdom. And I declare all sufficiency in all things with divine abundance, increase, more and more to overflow by the blessing of him who is our overflow and full of goodness. God's riches be made manifest upon every believer today in Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Listen, this Sunday, watch Believer's Voice of Victory Palm Sunday special with Brother Copeland. And then next week, we will be sharing victory stories from our partners around the world. Until then, this is Brother Larry reminding you that God loves you, we sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want you to be victorious in life. Go to kcm.org.uk for free ministry resources and teaching tools to help you grow in faith and live in the blessing of the Lord. Stay connected with us through our website and all of our social channels to help us keep you informed and up to date on ministry outreaches, upcoming events, and specials that are available to you.